How often should you communicate with employees? Hi everyone, I'm Coach David J. Greer, and today I want to talk to you about communicating with your employees. You know, the easy answer about how often you should communicate with them is all the time. Let's try and get a little more color onto that answer. When I was president of Robel 1 year, we set a goal of saving $100,000 in expenses without letting go any employee. Now for this goal, we set up a scorecard, a simple temperature thermometer on the wall in the lunchroom. It was updated weekly. You could see how the mercury was climbing in the thermometer to our savings for the year. There were visual numbers, so people who like to be purely visual could easily grasp how far we were along the goal. People that liked numbers, and we were a software company, so that was a lot of us, could easily grasp the numbers, and it was updated every week. And I think that that's the baseline updating that you want to do for any goals that you have with your employees is weekly. Another way you can communicate with your employees is the weekly email. And again, you got to get a balance with this in terms of employees are not going to read it if it's too long. If you make it too short, it won't have enough information. If you believe what I've talked about in these videos about strategic planning or in my book, Wind in Your Sails, to set yearly goals, no more than five, and to set quarterly goals, no more than five, then you want to be communicating with your employees at least every week how you're doing on those goals, especially the quarterly goals. You know, a quarter is only 13 weeks long, and so employees need to hear the progress that you're making towards those goals. Like the thermometer example I talked about in saving expenses at Robel, I think it's really helpful to have a scorecard of one sort or another. It can be really simple. That thermometer was just hand-drawn. Today we have many more digital visual tools, and you can make the scorecard be digital instead of physical, especially if your team is virtual or is distributed across the country or the world. But you need to have a way to make sure that everyone is looking at least once a week. And then finally, whatever you say as CEO and the owner, leader of a business gets amplified, literally gets amplified 100 times. So if you are having an off day and you say things a little negatively, people can take that the business is really struggling. So you have to be a little careful with that. But on the other hand, you don't want to be overly positive. Like, you want to set the truth, and you want to get right-sized in what that communication looks like. If you are sending weekly emails, a screen and a half is probably about right. Not longer, I wouldn't do big PDFs. It's short, sweet, and to the point. And then also remember, if you're a bigger company with more employees, you also have your entire senior leadership team. And at your weekly meeting with them, you should be communicating and strategizing what it is that they should most importantly communicate at their weekly meeting with their team leads. And again, how all of that filters down to the individual employee. The rule of thumb is you need to tell someone something 7 times before they really remember it. So if you have 5 goals for a quarter and there's 13 weeks in a quarter, you need to repeat that message a lot of times. If in doubt, over-communicate, not under-communicate. If you'd like to talk about how you can communicate better with your employees, how often you should do it in the context of your business, give me a call, send me a text, send me an email. Would love to set up a call with you, and we can go over what your communication strategy is with your employees and how you could verify how it's working and how you might want to adjust it into the future. I'm here to help. Let me know. Here's my promise to entrepreneurs. Spend 1 hour with me, and you will have 3 ideas that will accelerate your business in 90 days. What are you waiting for? I'm Coach David J. Greer. You can learn more on my website, coach.com. djgreer.com. And if you're stuck, just call me, 604-721-5732.